A popular Outcast production.
Hey there, guys. It's another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. I'm in my car. I apologize for background noise. Hopefully it's not too bad. So I don't really have a guest for this week again. where I live pretty far away from most of the people I know, and my shitty job doesn't really afford me to travel too often. So, there might be a bunch of episodes where it's just me talking one-on-one. It might be a little shorter, but I guess I feel like I have some sort of obligation to put an episode out. I don't know, even though I feel the quality of the episode might not be too good if it's just me talking. I'm not very good at just talking to no one, like right now in my car, but, yeah, I guess that's what we're going to have to do. But, so I'm trying to think of some topics to talk about, and I really don't know what to talk about, so I'm just going to discuss some past episodes and maybe provide some filler, I don't know. So, oh my. So, the last two episodes were about my past relationships and hang-ups with relationships and my, quote-unquote, like, hopeless romanticness, whatever that adjective would be. My intentions of bringing ex-girlfriends onto the show was to hope, well, I was hoping to showcase why we broke up and my negative sides, because everyone has negative sides. For some reason, it didn't turn out that way, and then it just kind of turned out to, just buttering my bread for a while, which was not the intentions. It almost felt too, I don't know, not self-important, but, excuse me. I don't know, it kind of felt like me posting the episode, just having ex-girlfriends talk about how great I am, just seems kind of conceited. But, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe we'll get more onto that later on. If I can ever get an episode with Chris Rowell again, we can talk relationship stuff. But Chris Rowell is currently in Ireland, and I am not in Ireland, though I would love to be. Chris, I hope you're having fun. Let's see. I did an episode on religion and with my friend Chris. Not Chris Rowell. And I guess the point of that episode was more hoping that he would talk about some of the psychological effects that growing up in an extreme religious household would have on someone. But we didn't really get so much into that as much as just other shit. It turned out weird. I don't know. Some of the episodes don't turn into what I intend, they do not turn out how I intended, and something else comes out instead, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's meh, and I don't know who thinks which or which, so, the more feedback I can get from you listeners, the better for me, so I can put out more better quality episodes and more content that you guys want to hear. God, it's cold. I do live on a mountain in the middle of nowhere. It is always cold. Oh God, I'm just rambling. This is awful. Oh my. I'm trying to think what I can even talk about just for some filler. I know Jeff Kunkel has a fantastic podcast. Sorry, driving and there's cars and it's actually really late right now, or early depending on how your time concept works. I work third shift, so it's kind of never late or early for me, but it is something o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it is, 2:30 or so, 3:30. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Jeff. So Jeff has a podcast, Jeff in Motion, which is fantastic, and he kind of talks about his week and just different topics. Maybe just talk about other podcasts on the network. That'd be neat. Butter their bread. But where he just talks to himself like this, but he is much more eloquent, and his thoughts are generally better collected than mine, even though I'm sure he would disagree. But you should check out that, Jeff in Motion. It's on the podcast network. Pop out. If you're listening to this, then you probably have already listened to other podcasts on the network. There's the Popular Outcasts, which are Jeff Kunkel, Mike Bennett, and William Russum, or Bill Sokol, or whatever his name is these days. I love those guys. They're good dudes. They are the creators and whatever you want to call it, the CEOs, the whatevers of this network. They're my bosses. They have some great shows. I've been on a bunch of their episodes. Sorry, I'm on some bumpy roads here. Again, I live in the mountains. Check those guys out. Lately, I've been listening a lot to Me and My Depression. I kind of shotgunned about the first 8 episodes or so. That's with Nick Rehak. I think it's a fantastic show. Production-wise, it is easily the best on the network. Nick records from an actual recording studio, and it sounds fantastic. Content-wise, I also think it's great. Nick's a fantastic storyteller. He just talks about various stories and about his past and about his own depression and past relationship, past friendships. I think it's fantastic. The way he talks and tells stories is just wonderful, and I love it. Episode 11 was by far my favorite. I love long episodes of podcasts, in case you couldn't tell by some of mine that are 2.5 hours. But that was like a good 2-hour episode of him talking about one particular ex-girlfriend, and I thought it was fantastic. I don't know what the plans are with Yes Men, which would be Mike Bennett and Chris Rowell's kind of, not self-help, but where they take questions and hopefully answer people's questions and try to help people. They haven't had an episode in a couple weeks, and I'm not sure. Last I heard, they're planning on doing a few with Chris in Ireland. I'm not sure if via Skype or how they're doing it, but hopefully they get back to it because I like them. I'm not really in any way a gamer. There are 2 game podcasts on the network. There's POG, which is Popular Outcast Gaming, and then there's also Portable Power Podcast. Out of the two, I've only listened to 1 episode of Portable Power Podcast. I definitely don't do any kind of portable gaming. The most I've ever played on my cell phone is just like Tetris or something stupid. I don't really care about that shit. And I do listen to Popular Outcast Gaming, more just to hear the guys just kind of jackass around and tell fun stories and kind of go on tangents. But yeah, realistically, video games just aren't my thing. I never really got into like first-person shooters or any RPGs. I hate. I don't have the patience for that. There are a few games I like, I guess, but they are very few and far between, and they usually involve physics or some kind of puzzle shit, or Portal and Portal 2. I think Portal 2 is probably my favorite game of all time. I love it. It's fantastic. But yeah, games just aren't my thing, so sorry guys, what are you gonna do? Lately, I've also been listening to a lot of Girls on Girls. I'm completely caught up with them. That would be Jeff's wife, Aislinn, and Bill's girlfriend, Ashley, and their friend, and a fellow podcaster lady. Oh my god, I just forgot your name. I apologize. Lauren, Jesus Christ. I love that show. I like listening to the girls just gab about random shit and not really have any certain topics, or usually they'll just kind of have like the idea of a topic and then just kind of just go off crazy tangents and tell ridiculous stories, and I think they're fucking hilarious. Also, Lauren's voice is Lauren has a very sexy lady voice. I'm pretty sure she knows that, or at least that I've told her that, but listen to them. They got real big on iTunes. I'm pretty sure they have the most listeners of any of the shows on the network, which is great. I don't know, I think they're great, I love them, but one of these days I'm supposed to do a theme song for their show, but I am half lazy and half always asleep, and just I procrastinate pretty bad. Much like this episode will be a big procrastination because I couldn't find anyone to do an episode with. But what else is on our network? I never listened to What the Hell with Nathan Prale. I don't really know much about him. I've heard he's a rad dude, but I have not listened to that show. And I've also have not listened to, oh, what's the music one? Shit. There's a music podcast, Sound of Life, maybe, or something like that. I haven't listened to it. I probably should. I've heard I'd like it. I like the idea of it. It's one of the guys from Three the Hard Way, and I think his wife or girlfriend and their kid or something, and they talk about music and having the different generations talk about music. I like that whole idea, but I just haven't got around to listen to it. I listen to about 30 different podcasts throughout the week. My third shift job allows me to listen, well, to have headphones in all night, and so I can listen to 8 hours of podcasts tonight. Or audiobooks or other things. I've been catching up on some literature also via audiobook. But I kind of stick mainly to podcasts lately. Oh my. So, yeah, one of these days I'll catch up on them. And I'm sure I'm going to miss a show or two that I should talk about on the network, but I can't really think of any other ones. But hopefully you guys dig the network. I am a big fan of all they do and what they do for me and allow me to have my own show. I just kind of wish I could have more content for this episode. Maybe I'll put some music in or something. I've done some musical bits for the Popular Outcast guys, just random little remixes and fun shit. I would put one or two of those. I'll put one right here.
The picture of the pretzel right next to the picture of the pussy is encyclopedia. Like,
but let me ask you this, though.
See, we don't want to do that.
And then you came out.
Billy and Barry in the house.
You guys got the new eye touch, but this is where I got wet. Do or do not, there is no try. Ah! I want to watch all the Powerpuff Girls.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
That was bad.
The cupcake comes out, you get to eat it.
This is the future, man.
Death, pussy.
And maybe I'll put another one right here.
100 miles an hour.
You're gonna make him puke.
Oh,
I do enjoy making music. I would never consider myself to be a musician. I just like pissing around with random music programs and creating fun shit. I would never say any of it is good, per se. Some of my little things are catchy, but I don't have an album also. One of my friends, Justin, and I once did make a rap album, or started making a rap album. We got almost, like, probably like 10 tracks or so done. And it was just ridiculous. It was just for the fun of just making fun of just our concept of modern-day rap music, just talking about bitches and hoes and how awesome we are and how big our cocks are and shit. Just the most ridiculous shit. Maybe I'll throw one of those songs up if I can find one that I think is funny enough to listen to. If so, it will go here.
Dude, fuck this intro. I'm in the major leagues, just a fucking rookie. I'm Han fucking Solo, bitch, you just my bookie.
I'm like Ron Jeremy, you just a little virgin. You playing doctor, I'm a fucking brain surgeon.
Bitch, I'm a smartphone, you just a shitty pager. I'm betting six figures, you a $5 wager.
I got ESP, you just bipolar. I'm a Harvard graduate, you just a preschool.
I'm a PS3, you still on Atari. You a horse and buggy, I'm a brand new Ferrari.
You taking orders, I'm calling the shots. I've been playing chess while you've been connecting dots.
You a Bud Light, I'm a Scotch on the rocks. I got Air Jordans, you got holes in the tubes.
I'm a solar flare, you just a broken microwave. If I were John Stamos, you just did Coolier.
I'm a fine age wine, you just Hawaiian punch. I'm a 5-star, 6-course dinner, you just brunch.
You a wonder twin, you just venom and carnage. When I breath mini fresh, yo, stinks like garbage.
I'm Jane fucking Goodall, you so stupid gorilla. I come in 52 flavors, bitch, you only vanilla.
Yeah, I'm an A-list celeb, you Emilio Estevez. I'm like the Kama Sutra, you just a dirty sand.
Yeah, you're beeping rock steady, I'm the motherfucking shredder. You're vegan soy cheese, I'm Cooper Sharp Cheddar.
I'm Bruce fucking Campbell, you just my she bitch. I'm a mind-blown orgasm, you just a pussy twitch.
I'm Quentin Tarantino, bitch, you just a fanboy. I'm public enemy number one, you just my prison man toy.
I'm a motherfucking chainsaw, you just a hedge trimmer. I got friends like Matthew Perry, you got none like David Schwimmer.
Bitch, you just a spare tire. I'm a motherfucking Iron Chef, you just a deep fryer.
I'm a motherfucking cannon, you just a pea shooter. I'm working Chippendales, you just a waitress at Hooters.
Yeah, I spit like a rap star, you spit like a llama. I'm always drinking that rocks, you so suckling from mama.
I'm a fucking Big Mac, you just a McDouble. While Ben Burson Hyman, you Ben Burson Bubble.
I'm like Tyler Durden, you just bitch tip bob. I'm like the Field of Dreams, you just corn on the cob.
Motherfucker, I'm Batman, and you just Robin. I'm motherfucking Warlock, you just a little goblin.
I'm a lumberjack beard, and you just a crop stash. I'm rocking out in Prada, you a NASA wash Jordash.
I'm corny like a joke, you corny like a turd. It buys a paragraph, you just motherfucking word.
We're like JFK, you smell like KFC. We the Pacific and Atlantic, you just the Dead Sea.
We John Rambo, you John McCain. We Jack the Ripper, you Jack LaLanne.
We a Broadway hit, you a high school musical. With a ring on a finger, you a fucked up cuticle.
Our rhyme's the illest, man, you just sick. You sucking your thumb, chippy sucking our dick.
I'm a wicked roller coaster, you just a tilt a whirl. I'm a high top fade, you just a fucking Jerry Curl.
I'm hung like a horse, you hung like David Carradine. I'm smooth like butter, you greasy like
cause I'm the fucking boss and you just a peon. I rock the mic like a Fetty, rock out like Celine Dion.
I be making pussy scream, you be making balls itch. Motherfucker, I'm the man, you just a pussy bitch.
That's that. Let's see, what else can I talk about and fill in time? Or I can just sing as I speak, but kind of robot-ish. Let's see, I already put all the stand-up... I only have 3 stand-up video, well, audio clips. I'm pretty sure I put all those on. There's a... for those who do not know, and this will definitely go up before then. The podcast people, mainly, well, I mean, I guess technically Mike Bennett and whoever else, have a... we host an open mic night for comedy and music and, you know, storytelling and poetry and all the kind of shit. I would say it's mainly stand-up. And I guess stand-up and storytelling, which I think kind of go hand-in-hand sometimes. But it used to be held at Peppers, an artisan collective, which was in Sealands Grove. But they're now moving to the Eagles, or the Fraternity of the Eagles, or whatever that's called, like the essentially a VFW, or a Moose Lounge, but it's the Eagles. I'm not sure what the Eagles are, really, but it's going to be hosted there, and it'll be on October 26th, that's a Saturday. You should all come check it out. Hopefully I'll make it down for that one. I missed the last two. But since we have a new venue and an actual sound system, I guess, we actually have sound equipment this time, so it's not really Mike's no mic open mic anymore. Even though Mike won't be there, so now I guess it's Mike's no mic, because he's not there. Open mic. Also, there'll be booze, because they do serve alcohol there, so that will be good. Which might be weird, though, because we did have, like, some people under the age of 21 that would come before, but now I guess they probably won't be able to be there. So I'm kind of curious to see what the crowd's like. And also there'll be people there who are not there to listen to comedy, because there'll be people there who are just there to drink. So that should also be interesting to hear a bunch of 20-somethings with beards and glasses yell cunt on stage and... to a bunch of people who are in their 60s just trying to drink and get away from life. It'll be interesting. But I'll be there. Hopefully you guys can all make it. And if there's anyone... I don't know how many listeners... I don't know if I have any listeners I don't know personally. I guess I have Gina, I think. The girl that made me the awesome keychains. And the other podcast guys. I don't know her personally, but I don't know if there's anyone else I don't know personally. But if there is, and you want to come to stand-up, or come do the open mic, I'll meet you, and we can be friends, and it'll be fun. Hooray! oh, God, I'm dumb. Alright, I'll probably end this with a musical segment again, and this will probably be a very short episode for me, but that's fine. As long as I get some kind of content. I hope it wasn't too boring or too convoluted or stupid or whatever you want to call it. But, I don't know. As always, thanks for listening. Send me as much feedback as you would feel comfortable with, or even more than you feel comfortable with. I have a Facebook page. You can send it to the main podcast page, Mixing It Up at popularoutcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. Call the number 702 Pod Cunt, and friend me up on Snapchat, MIUWMC. I love Snapchat. I'm on it constantly. My score is disgusting. So I guess that's it for now. Hopefully next week I almost just hit a fucking deer. Hopefully next week I'll have some better episode. Here's to hoping. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you guys. Bye.